This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.
The time is now 4:45, and I am calling the September 19th SA meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
Yeah, here.
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 Here. Here.
Here.
She's going to be late.
Excuse.
Excuse.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Here. Meeting minutes. Do I have any motion
to approve?
There's been a motion to approve. Is there a second? It has been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none, the minutes from September 12th have been approved. Next portion of the meeting is open microphone. Executive Lee Fallon.
If there's anyone in the audience who has not been put on the agenda but has something they would like to address the subject, feel free to come forward and speak now. You can just go right up to that table. Make sure you say that your name and your year for the role, or for the minute.
Just speak into the mic.
Good afternoon. My name is Matt Price. I'm a sophomore in the College Park Science and Engineering Assessment. I'm coming before the body today to share with you the exciting business with a friend of mine, Blake Barr. Evaluating your appearance, your academic and social media, minor security, and well.
Okay, so cornellconnection@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a question?
Great. Good. Please speak into the mic. I can't hear you. Speak into the mic.
Speak into the mic, please.
Our time is up for that, but thank you so much. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak during open microphone? Open microphone is now closed.
Great. And Zach, just so you know, we did share, the Cornell Student Assembly Facebook page did share your link and get the application and all that. Yes, no problem. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to Zach. Next, we're gonna go down to announcements and reports, but only for the elections update. So I'm gonna turn it over to the Director of Elections, Maglia. Repeat after me. In view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me,
in view of the trust the Cornell community has vested in me,
as well as my personal sense of honor,
as well as my personal sense of honor,
I state your name.
I, Kevin Hudson,
do solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative.
You solemnly affirm to fulfill my responsibilities as a student elected representative.
I will engage in open and honest debate in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness. I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the
decision-making
process.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body, address the issues of my fellow students, and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body, address the issues of my fellow students, and strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
And with that same sign, I want to talk to you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. So how are you back, guys?
All right. 3 minutes early, so we're going to work it out. We have some special guests with us here today. They are representing four districts. As you guys know, last year we switched over to the, or at the end of the spring, we switched over to the new platform. So they are here to kind of discuss a couple of things that they've been working on, why they're here today, and you guys will have the opportunity to ask any questions that you might have. So I will turn it over to you all. Can you speak into the mic? Because we have to record for this.
That's full out for the registration process and budget. We've been working all the way on campus to build some of your concerns and questions. So as we move forward, we want to make sure that all of you that are managing your organization here at Cornell know the tools we have to do so. How to continue to become more than just registering and just managing your budget, and how to continue and work with all of your members and your organization itself. So that's what we're definitely going to be going over tonight.
I'm going to open up the floor for any questions. If you have one, please let me know because I can't see anybody. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Representative Talbot, and then did you also have one? No. Okay. Representative Talbot.
Hi.
Representative Bonatti.
And then we can put the approval that we
fund family for the administrator. So I'm curious if you may ask you more about just what changed on that, you know, on the deal. And some of them right now are offering the outreach for the outside member. So that is definitely one of the things that we have to start developing and see if that's possible. But essentially, it is going to be some way of doing them. So I think you're going to have it in the final.
Good, I'm good to have that. Quick question, or a few questions. So you said you have 45 employees now, and you're working with 350 campuses? A little stretched for resources. I guess based on that, and a lot of the suggestions that I think you guys have probably collected just from being here, and even the ones you got before you got here, I'm sure, exactly what do you think the turnaround time is for getting a lot of these implemented? I think students tend to operate a lot quicker than the university itself does. So.
Yes, that's a great question. And really, the 5 hours, 5 hours, 1 to 16, it changed a lot. When I was working with the management, it really changed. It affected the types of business types of students. But now, the committee came to the back of the room and the students. And so, we're having to really take a lot of the instructions that give them that and make sure that any changes that we make are in an intentional, strategic way, making sure that it's not going to mess up someone else's process. And so, you know, that.
I meant to mention, if anyone in the audience has a question, just kind of raise your hand, let me know, and we'll be able to get to you. Representative Levesque.
Thank you.
Yes.
Would it be a good idea to have
between FLEPA and Business Services and SAS, I think everybody's kind of, and the FFC, I think they've actually started doing that a lot. But I think that's something we could help oversee. Maybe if some of you would like to sit on it, if you'd like to sit on it, we could make that happen. I know they've got, you know, Travis, is that the name? Travis pretty well. Poor thing. But I mean, we could ask Carrie and Kat back there if they would like to help put that together, then I think that's something that's feasible.
Making sure that there's kind of one
speak.
I think that's one of the
Great. Clerk Singh?
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming here today. You mentioned incentivizing the use of OrgSync. And to me, I'm the vice president of finance for that site, so I try to look at things in terms of money. And incentives sound like they cost more money. And, you know, for what is already a expensive system, I would say, it worries me a little bit that we're saying, well, we should put more money into the system to encourage use. So I guess my question is, and I think that as a registration tool, OrgSync's been great. The old system was hideous. But in terms of the schedules and the calendar, what's the value add of OrgSync? What do you believe compared to free tools, whether it be Google Groups or Google Calendar, Facebook events, things like that?
Are we moving mics? What's going on?
Better buy more. There's plenty of money.
We just bought them.
Value add over new products is really having
2 years in the turnover, whenever new officers come in, a lot of times they start from scratch, or there's not a knowledge base. You're having to have a binder or not a flash drive of information that could get lost. And so the idea would work if you can create that knowledge base. Put all your files in there, upload your photos, have all your evidence, use it.
Sounds good. Representative Thompson? No. Well, that's awkward. And the last question goes to Representative Bonanno.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the parts of the government that we have in order to be able to So it is a great proposal platform, but what would be possible is to add a feature or add an option. And so there is an option in there right now that is network exploring. It's already built in and we're just going to use that to see that way to go before it is now that we're in the process a little bit. So initially, I mean,
thank you so much. Our time for this is expired. I know you guys have answered so many questions today. This is what, your third fourth meeting today? Anybody?
Yes.
So we appreciate you coming. If you guys have any other questions, Terry and Kat, is it okay if I forward your information to the essay? So should they? Oh, well, look at that. There's a training at 7 p.m. for OrgThink in this room. So you guys might want to forward that information to the listeners that you're on. To make sure people are getting here. And they're also doing it tomorrow at Bailey 1. Perfect. So, if you guys can forward that information along, that would be great. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you all so much.
All right, the next item on our agenda, we're going to go back to announcements and reports. Before we get to all the, are you okay? I'm sure you're good. Before we get to all the committee updates, let me make sure to say, committee chairs, after your committee meets, you are required to give an update, a very brief update at the next regularly scheduled SA meeting. So that's, some of you do probably send an email, Sarah, to put that on there, but if I knew you were meeting, you got to put up an agenda. So after we get through this, any committee chair who met and did not make it onto the agenda, just raise your hand, let me know, and we can let you have that update. So first update goes to Representative Kuzemski with Diana Kenyon. Questions? Great. Next is going to be a community life update by Representative Zubenko.
Thank you. So we've had 2 meetings so far. They had first period attendance. The first one had about 15 people, and the second one had about 20. So there's been a lot of community involvement, and I expect there to be more moving forward. We've already started up some initiatives, including continuing to work on student support, and composting, math idea, or printing, among other things. We also recently made 4 different vice chair positions. Emma Johnson is the environmental vice chair. Nick Basco is the state vice chair. Will Fish will be the health vice chair. And Elizabeth Simon, the residential life vice chair.
Sounds good. Any questions? Great. Next is an Appropriations Committee update by VP Block.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really excited to be here. I appreciate your enthusiasm. So I just kind of want to update, you know, we're going to hit the Appropriations Committee recommendations later on, but I did want to update the Assembly on something that's happened in terms of byline funding. So all applications for byline funding were due on September 13th, which was the date that was well publicized. MGLT did not turn in a byline funding application, so they will not be eligible for byline funding based on the rules that we set out for the byline funding process. So, you know, this is not a situation that we had envisioned when we started this process, nor is it something that we wanted. But at the same time, you know, we do have our guidelines in place, and when we don't receive an application, there's no way for my committee to hear that application. So I just kind of want to update you guys and want to see if anyone has any questions on that. But that is really something that, you know, Ulysses and I are trying to find a solution to ensure that they don't, you know, send zero funding next year for the next 2 years.
Right. Any questions? Thank you very much. Wait, I'm sorry. You have a question?
Do we know why there's no application?
I'll defer. I don't think we need to go into too much detail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Sorry.
No.
I'm trying to save lives here.
Are you gonna stop that?
It wasn't gonna hurt him, but calm down.
Outstanding. So, I mean, really, we don't have an actual, like, basically we're told that they had a couple problems assembling their financial records, but I had met with them the week before it was due, and they had told me that it would be turned in on the date that it was due. So we were surprised to not have that application. And they, you know, the deadline was very clear. It was sent out in April, and then the preliminary application was sent out to the guy to file funding that was sent out over the summer. They were at our info session when we talked about this, and then I met with them a week before the deadline, and then they knew about the deadline as well. So.
Great. Thanks. Any other questions? Community member Rankin. Good. Come in, Noah, if we can't hear you.
Who's the reporter?
I mean, you can get to the mic here.
this is a fun reporter.
Yeah.
All
right.
I don't know that I use the word panic.
Not panic.
I wouldn't say panic. No. But we are meeting with them. We've discussed the situation with the SASP, and we're discussing it with the MDLC as well. But, you know, there are certain, you know, obviously there are restrictions how you can spend SASP funding, for example, that you don't have through byline funding. So there are a number of things that we're looking to. We're looking to find a solution to this, but they will not be a byline funded organization for the next 2 years.
Representative Warshaw.
So,
have you asked
at all, or
are
you
doing
it in English?
Oh, I don't know why I should take it in mind.
So, nothing was formally submitted, I suppose. We did receive financials for them after the deadline that was due. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's a privilege to have filing funding. You know, and one of the things that's very important about byline funding is fiscal responsibility, because unlike the SASP, where every expense is asked, you ask the SASP, can I spend money on this? And the SASP says, yes, you can, bring us a reimbursement. When you get byline funded, you're basically getting a block of money, and you can spend it in essentially any way you want. And so that's why we're very, you know, focused. And it's not about a deadline as much as it is about fiscal responsibility. And at the end of the day, it's worrisome. The reason why we're not very flexible with our deadlines is that we worry about how well the organization is being run. If you knew you had a deadline in April, you know, if I meet with you, you know, a week before and you say you're going to get it in and you don't turn it in, you know, I hope that makes more sense. But it's not about just an arbitrary deadline. It's more about how well the organization is being run. And do you think that, you know, and at the end of the day, you need a deadline. You had a deadline to meet. It wasn't submitted.
Great. All right. Okay. We have a lot, but can you two just ask him personally? Would that work? Yeah, because we have
it. I only budgeted 2 minutes for it. We have to go.
We can. There's a tripod.
There's
batteries
in the tripod.
Great. So moving on, it's going to be a USC United Student Body update by VP Pritchett.
So, since we're in the process of meeting with all the five organizations, just to explain, you
manage his body on purpose. He sent an email a week ago just saying what it was, and what the next steps are as far as applying for the 3 initiatives for the year, and then also with a link to the actual report for last semester. So we thought speaking personally about their personal goal, and also give them a better opportunity to engage them, to get their buy-in from the entire organization. So we're trying to do this in our body instead of just executive board. We really want to process the 4 initiatives around diversity and inclusion to be something that the entire organization is considering rather than a small group of people who maybe the top of their own we've set a station on Twitter with this, the station with the plan, so those are the community organizations next. And President Benson is going to make sure he decides that managing body is a separate process from the environmental board application, although indirectly, it still doesn't matter if that is by more than the effective registration at the student organization. So we are making sure it's clear that it's a separate process from what they're going through with the people out in the
Thank you very much. Next, going to be a Back to Africana Initiative update, Representative Talbot.
Hi everyone, so last time I spoke about the point where mentioned that it's something that Bob has had on their mind. I think everyone really has to be able to look at the next one. So we can all identify with the country concerns and the resources that they provide us. We can talk about the only thing I have in mind for the next initiative. Why don't we work with them? Then the hour that the time will be open. The first phase of doing that is to do the data collection, trying to help students manage the behind the decision in the hour. So on our front, we've done so far, so that we're going to do the initial position, and work on launching the Facebook page and then the logo, which is very effective. So she'll be figuring that. On the administrative side, and sort of the librarians that I've been speaking to, they are reviewing headcount. So from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., Monday to Friday, we'll be counting the people who are there, and that's a bit of a frequency, and how long we need to extend it for. So, and they're also creating a survey, which is, again, that's an event. What I think we can do is just figure out how simple that. You go to the library and say, I'm going to say, okay, at any time, stop by, I'm not going to turn it into the same one long as it is.
Sounds good. So hopefully send out a follow-up email to the listserv to make sure everybody's on board with that. Great. All right, next is going to be a big red shuttle update by VP Outreach Batista. Oh, yeah, I didn't realize you had to go for it.
Yeah, I'll try to do it better. Just wanted to update everyone for on big red shuttle. I don't know if people last year had used the food light bus system on campus, which was only operating during 3 months and finals. It didn't have to follow more into the research pressure, and over the from the spring till now, you actually finished accepting applications to the executive board. And we also have staff councils as well as a red light on board for sponsoring this almost like transportation group that's coming. It's all coming together as in the next couple of weeks. But the executive board applications are due on this Monday to be directed by our I want to follow up on the initiative that was passed 2 weeks ago. We now have Anna Gilman, Fat, Planned Parenthood, CNET, as well as Stephen and Flood Groups on board who are administering funding for these groups, which is already pledged $500 to one of their events. We're working on donations for new groups as well as the comments and shows the views that they've done that week. So if you're interested in getting involved in this, it's a university member, as I mentioned, and I just want to make sure that you're updated following up our resolution at the time. And finally, make sure that everybody knows they're trying to outreach back to the school for freedom freely. If you have anything, that's why I sent out another list of couple things that are happening before the 22nd of September. If you do something on that list, I'll try and find any time to outreach. Just one to kind of give everybody time to
having the seat. I just want to make sure that you fill out that little document that you sent out before the stream, which is a great job.
Questions?
Yes. I have just a quick question about the Instagram account. So, some of the outreach
I do it all the time.
You can get pictures of me later sometimes, but I got to get them. If they want to do that, just make sure you fill out the documents, but that's something that can come for a formal way, you know, that you all
I'm really upset we didn't just take a picture of the Orson people here. My feelings are hurt. Alright, moving on. The last two announcements are going to be office hours. I'm going to remind you email that I think maybe office hours weren't clear. Office hours we have scheduled every week from 6 to 6 versus Wednesday 5 to 6. They are not, well, yes, they can be used for you all. It's a great opportunity for you all to come and ask questions. So Sarah and I are likely there. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes she can't make it, but you know, it happens. But they're actually designed for you all to be there for constituents. That we have the space reserved. So that's why Sarah sent out the doodle to figure out the day that works best for everyone. So if you have not already, you need to make a good faith effort to be there. Make sense? Okay, great. And then finally, on a more fun note, we are trying to, you guys may have read the article about the pub, AFCOM, lovely talk they gave to sub. So we are going to, as an assembly, I'm encouraging all to support the pub downstairs, 7 p.m., part of homecoming tonight, will be Cornell Idol. I will be the resident sassy judge there. So please make it your business to come down if you're of age, buy a couple drinks. If you're not, 7 p.m. If you're not of age, still come by the booth, have fun, and we'll make it work. Great. What? No, stop that. Don't even do that. Okay, great. Next on the agenda, moving on to business of the day, is going to be Resolution 9, Elections Committee Confirmation, sponsored by DO. Oh, sponsored by DO.
I have to submit it on behalf of Alphon since he does not have that authority on the website.
We'll work it out. So, DOE Muglia and VP Lucchese. Congratulations on your safe resolution. All right, you have 3 minutes if you need that help.
So this is a resolution that
first on the two good list is Representative Bennett.
Yeah, so for the I think it's from Fundamental University, and as you know, last week, the reason I go forward is because I have a certain number of community in the project, and now we have to be done, that's what we're doing, otherwise, this is not going to be done. The process was kind of slow to the last university, but it was the new application has to change now, for example, in the money manager, which is better than the accounting. And so I don't know if anybody knows why this is happening, and this hasn't happened, this has happened a month ago.
10 seconds.
That has happened now, and in the future, I hope it will be done by the rules, and it will not be done by the secure manner
that's
I'm just coming out of that idea that
No, this is actually business of the day, so it's open.
So I wanted to just point out one person, Representative Nani, last week, I introduced a legislation that this group is interested in previous election challenges. And one of the ones in the last week was challenged and was, as a result, lost security. So I just wanted to point that out.
That resolution was withdrawn, am I correct?
Yes.
So. Well, the point was, it was, if it was withdrawn, you are welcome to bring it up, but as far as I know, it was withdrawn. So that's all we have to work with right now. Sorry about that. I'm sorry, parliamentarian murder, I did it again. If you could explain that. It's essentially almost the same as an appropriations committee report or decision. So that's why, as Secretary Burgess just said, it would require a simple majority vote to approve it or a two-thirds vote to actually overturn that committee decision. This is the decision of the staff committee. Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah. He just put it in a formal resolution to make it easier. Great. Next is UP Block.
I'll just keep this question. This committee that I'm on staff is already been working on the election challenges. I think it's a pretty solid committee. You can let me on there, so I don't know anything about that. But in general, one, again, I think I do have to pass it. We're in the middle of appeals for someone who was their challenges. I motion to vote on this committee.
There's been a call to question. It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, let's do a placard vote. All in favor of approving the staff decision, please raise your placard.
Thank you.
Are you not voting?
I'm going to abstain.
Whatever.
So I'm going to vote.
All those opposed? All those abstain? By a vote of 20-0-1, the staff committee decision passed.
Oh, thank you.
Next on the agenda are the appropriations committee recommendations for the Collegiate Leadership Program, Willis State Hall Community Union Board, and Cornell University Emergency Medical Services.
Thank you.
First on the speaker list is Representative Stefanko.
Just a quick question, Barry. I just want to know if there's any discussion from last year about Texas shifting away from the USA State entirely to something like Washington.
So that has been discussed. I think that if you look at the Missouri budget for last year and this year, there were pretty much the entirety of the paper. The appropriate is involved in the documents of the newspaper. That being said, from my daily contact, the nature of the ERP report on what paper is available, who ERP is available. I mean, and quite frankly, there are a lot of papers in the other jobs. You can only get a good day today,
Representative Murphy wanted to add something. Representative Talbot.
Thank you. Two questions. One is, are these sources available online for your students also? And if so, have you asked students whether or not they want to be able to online version and figure out why they need to go to the media?
Representative Warshaw, did you?
The reason why we're there is that I think
next is DVT ballot. Okay.
So I think everyone's asking a lot of great questions, but in the interest of time, because we have two other recommendations to go through, as long as I feel like we are going to have a lot to discuss. So I'd like to motion to approve.
There's been a motion to approve. It has been seconded. I'll entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Seconded.
The motion for unanimous consent has been seconded. Any dissent to that? No? Great. Seeing that the Collegiate Readership Program has allocation by the Appropriation Committee has been approved. The other thing I would caution I would say to you all, remember that VP Block announces at every meeting the week before what groups are coming to the Appropriations Committee. If you have questions for that particular group, it might be beneficial if you either forward them to VP Block or kind of send them off to somebody on AFCOM. That kind of helps save you time because here you're looking particularly at the allocation. Great. All right, so next is going to be Wilkes State Hall Community Union Board. Go for it. Was there a point of information for Mr. Borchon? Is Representative Vasco. Any other questions? Seeing none, I will entertain any motion. Oh, do you have a question? Trustee Gitlin. Thank you. seconded. For this one is going to be VP Pritchard. Yield the time. At this time, I'm going to, since the speaker list is exhausted, I'm going to entertain any motion.
Motion to approve.
There's been a motion to approve.
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? Call for unanimous consent. Entertaining it.
Call for unanimous consent.
Here we go.
A motion for unanimous consent.
It's been seconded. Seeing no dissent, we are adopting this by unanimous consent. What? We just did the year. If there's no dissent, it is. Okay, you're dissenting to the allocation, to approving this allocation. Okay, there. Well, we're going to take it back. There has been dissent, so we are going to vote to vote. If you are in favor of voting on this approval, please raise your placard.
Can you explain what it meant?
No, we're voting to vote. That's what we're in the middle of vote. We are, if you want to close discussion and vote on the allocation, that then you would raise your placard. If you do not want to close discussion, then you would say no. Okay.
Point.
I'm sorry. What? I'm not going to allow. We're not going to do that because we have time here. So we're in the middle of a vote. If you want to close discussion, raise your placard. We are voting to vote. Over. One, two, oh, I didn't tell you that's one, two, three. One. Are you raising or no? Okay. One, two. Batista, are you guys raising or no? Three, four, five, six, seven. You do not want to go into a vote. I'm just wondering to kind of resume, then raise your flag. One, two, three, four. You want to go to the eight. Please stop talking. If you abstain. Oh, you abstain? Or she's the father of the name? Alright. By a vote of 7 to 8 to 3, That motion does not pass. Therefore, we will now go back into discussion. So, sorry, you guys have some questions? Nope. Great. Going back into discussion. Did you want to be on speaker list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Representative Tulsi, not Commissioner Scott. You went on it? Oh, Trustee Gitlin. That is the end of the first. That's the end of the first group. There has been a motion to approve.
Second.
It has been seconded. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing that we're going to go into a placard vote on whether or not to approve this decision. If you approve of the Appropriations Committee allocation of $2 to Village of College Student Union Board, please raise your placard. All those opposed. All those abstained. Throw me off, baby. By a vote of 16-3-0, the decision stands. All right. Next is going to be CU EMS allocation. You have 2 minutes to present. First on the speaker list is Representative Henderson.
So first I want to read the
$30,000, what the average is $30,500.
sometimes it's very important to get hold of the wider issue at the center, for example, for people that have obligations, meetings that have been so it's not just for free money, and then they will send it to me.
That's fine. Next is going to be Representative Bonacci. Yeah, 30 seconds.
So, this is something we want to do with the really one who has a conference that is going to be but I want to be and I agree that many people like the leaders have not had the estimate, but many people have been there for $1,000 and they're very happy about it. Or like
$20,000. We have to decide on an allocation here. So you would, somebody would suggest an amount based on whatever the information is here, and then we vote down the same way. Okay, you guys can't keep talking to me, Mayor, when I'm doing this, it throws me off. But next is going to be VP Pritchett. I got to talk.
So I guess my point is about some of the what meeting that EMS is constant on, which was announced in the committee meeting, is that they are now expanding summer operations, and I think that that's something that should definitely be discussed, maybe have an informed but in the future. It's a little bit concerning to me, I definitely think there are Cornell students here on campus that have exactly the same how many students are here, but there's certainly not often to be involved in regular operations. For example, from what I understand, they only operate one day out of the week, so I guess you have to get lucky and get hurt on that one day, and you're in trouble. So I really think that training is something that is important and necessary to have in the summer period, but if we're not going to be offering the same sort of quality, then it just isn't worthwhile for the students to be paying attention to the option.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Trustee Gittler.
Thank you.
right. That's the end of the first speaker's list. There is a second speaker's list. At this time, I will either entertain motions, or if you have not spoken on the first speaker's list yet and you want to speak now before we go to the second speaker's list, raise your hand. Was that not clear? I'm sorry. I said I will entertain motions at this time, or if you have not spoken on the speaker's list and you want to, before we go to the second speaker's list, let me know. Representative Vasquez.
Motion to extend the meeting by 5 minutes.
There's been a motion to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. There's a second is granted. Go.
I think we're talking about like $6,000, which is the difference between submitting on the 13,000 to 13,500, which is gonna be, I think, pretty negligible considering the cost of medical equipment extremely. $1,000. So if anything, we're gonna want to
motion. There's been a motion to approve. Well, that wasn't seconded. There's seconded. There has been dissent. Therefore, we are going to vote to vote. Everybody understand? We are voting whether or not to close discussion. If you are in favor of closing discussion, please raise your placard. Those opposed. Abstentions. By a vote of 17-2-1, we are going to go into a vote on approving this. So if you are in favor of approving the Appropriations Committee allocation, please raise your placard. Those opposed. Abstentions? Just enough, obviously. By a vote of 17-1-2, the Appropriations Committee decision stands. Yes.
I just want to say, when these come up, the type of things that match up from the exact sort of thing with the CDC allocation is good value. I don't feel like this is a structure of confidence more than being like, well, no, I don't know what really much this, but I don't think this is the best program we're getting. You know, you really look at the financials, and I say, touch the fair amount of you try to do a good job of figuring out what is good allocation for you. But again, problems with financials are really because limited dollars need to be on the
great. All right, seeing as how we extended the meeting to 6:30, we have time, unless there are any other motions, to go on to Resolution 8, the Diversity Plan for 2013-2014. There's been a motion to adjourn. It has been seconded. Did any dissent? Seeing none, we are adjourning the meeting at 6:31 p.m.
This is a production of Cornell University.